You are listening to Water Online Radio. Coming to you live from Boston, Massachusetts and ACE 2014, uniting the world of water. This broadcast is brought to you by Water Online Radio, the voice of the water resource and recovery industry, and WaterOnline.com, enabling water and wastewater professionals to make informed decisions. Water Online, now that's clear. And now, here are your hosts, Todd Schnick and Todd Youngblood.
This is Todd and Todd live from Beantown. Good morning and welcome back to Water Online Radio's live day four coverage from ACE 14. Todd, year three, our coverage here is wrapping up slowly. Makes me very sad, but boy, what an invigorating show. Learned an awful lot.
Don't stay wrapping up. Not yet. We got a couple hours to go yet. Now, my brain's got all kinds of capacity to learn some new stuff.
Well, let's get to it. Our next guest is going to be one of those great guests we've been seeing all show long. Say hello to Jerry Harrington. He's the Director of Sales and Marketing with Spire Metering Technology. Jerry, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Todd.
Well, it's good to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us. So before we get into our conversation, take a few seconds and inform the audience about Spire Metering Technology. What do you do? How do you serve your market?
Spire Metering Technology is about 10 years old. We have a number of different water meters. The majority of them are ultrasonic, and I'll get into that in a little bit. And we, in addition to flow meters, we also have thermal meters and some meters that measure gas. And so basically what we're trying to do is help organizations to control the great natural resources that we currently have.
Jerry, the whole notion of a smart meter just fascinates me. But give me an idea of how it applies to water scarcity and the infrastructure that, I mean, we hear about the aging infrastructure all the time.
Yeah, when you think about aging infrastructure, the first thing that comes to mind is these leaking pipes. Current technology today with mechanical meters allows you to, you really can't measure a very, very low flow. So a lot of the water that could be leaking out can't be measured with the current devices because it requires some inertial movement for the water to move those moving parts, where some of the later technology products like ultrasonic, which is what we have, there are no moving parts and you can measure very, very low flow rates. And in addition, with a smart meter, it allows you to be able to capture data multiple times during the course of a day, where in the past you might have to go out and physically look at a meter. Now you can actually have the meter readings sent to a central office that can now monitor that whole flow process throughout, let's say, a metropolitan district. In addition, with sub-metering, that's really more towards a domestic use. You're allowed to, basically, when you put in a sub-metering system, you charge for the usage for each tenant. And what has happened is that studies have shown that it's about a 15 to 20% reduction in water usage when people have to pay for it.
That's interesting.
Wow. That's right. It is interesting. You know, you mentioned data capture. The smart metering is, what's fascinating me about it is the all this new data that we're in, this actionable data now, which is what you're able to provide these utilities, is informing them, and they're able to make better, faster, smarter decisions. It is leading to the consumers becoming more aware of their usage and learning some practices that improve that. I mean, that's the great benefit of this. Yes,
absolutely.
Transit time flow management, help me understand the terminology. Give me some definitions.
Okay, so with transit time flow measurement, basically you have a piezoelectric crystal in a transducer. You have a pair of transducers. One transducer is put on the outside of a pipe, and another is put on the other side of the pipe at a distance spread apart. And what happens is each transducer is both a transmitter as well as a receiver. So it will send a signal to the other transducer. So you'll send it upstream and you'll also send it downstream. And then you'll capture the difference between the upstream time and the downstream time, and that will be a flow rate. If there was absolutely no flow at all, those times would be the exact same. So typically with transit time transducers, they typically operate in the 1 to 2 megahertz frequency, and you're able to get accuracy of around 1 to 2%. We have a product that has, it's called multipath. We have it's actually quad path that allows you to get down to 0.5% accuracy with this ultrasonic flow measurement technology. What happens is with this type of measurement system, you cannot have any type of particles or any kind of bubbles in the flow itself, because it will actually impact the measurement. So it's typically, this is used for, let's say, water or chemicals or oil. So we call those clean type of fluids. So that's basically the type of application that would be used for transit time flow measurement.
All right. If you're just joining us, we are speaking with Jerry Harrington of Spire. Jerry, you mentioned ultrasonic several times. I want to get into that. Walk us through the ultrasonic Doppler technology.
Yeah, with ultrasonic Doppler, that's a little bit different than the transit time that I just mentioned, from the standpoint of, in this case, you really want dirty water. So this is the type of application for this would be wastewater, slurries. So the way this works is you actually measure the frequency shift between the ultrasonic frequency source, the receiver, and the fluid carrier, the actual type of fluid. So this frequency is about 640 kilohertz to 1 megahertz. So it's lower than you would find in transit time technology. So in this particular case, if you were trying to measure water, you would actually have to aerate it to be able to get a measurement, because it needs either bubbles or some type of particles in the liquid to be able to get to measure the frequency shift.
Jerry, with all this new technology coming at us at such a rapid pace, I got to believe there are a lot of opportunities to apply this technology that folks are just ignoring. What kind of things are getting overlooked?
We still think that one of the key areas is that the water distribution network. There is just we think, again, as I mentioned earlier, with the aging infrastructure, is that you have a lot of places where the water is leaking out that you're not currently being able to capture that. And, you know, again, historically, people have used mechanical meters, and they can't detect those low flow rates. You've got, if you think about many, many places where this might be happening, there's a tremendous amount of water supply that you're losing, where I think with some of the later technology, you're going to be able to capture where those actual leaks are and be able to measure and be able to take proactive action to correct that.
Well, with all this improved measurement made possible by Spire, I mean, what types of efficiencies can be realized by a utility?
Well, if you think about one of the major things is being able to get readings more accurately and more quickly. In the past, you have to physically go out and get those readings. Now you're able to get real-time data, and you're able to be able to take understand the flow. And this could be at any time of the day or evening. So once you get a baseline activity of how the flow should be going, when you see something that's out of sync, you're going to be able to capture those much more quickly than you would have in the past. You know, again, with some of the mechanical meters in the past, you'd have to take those offline to be able to, you'd have to stop the flow, then restart the flow once the meter is back in place. With, let's say, ultrasonic technology, those things don't degrade over time in terms of the accuracy, and also in terms of being able to, there's no moving parts. So those type of things will allow the utilities to be able to capture information consistently, accurately, and be able to make some changes.
Wow. it's hard to absorb all that. But I want you to look into your crystal ball a little bit, Jerry. What, down the road, what kind of technologies do you see coming at us that are just going to take us up to that next level?
Well, I think it's really at a very high system level. I think in the past, you know, it would be like point products, but now you've got all these different the sensor devices are more accurate. The software that ties the whole metering system is more accurate, provides more information. And I just think that you'll see over and over time that these water utilities are going to be able to really do a much better job of managing their that precious resource.
Well, that's what it's all about. Jerry, I hate to say it, but we are about out of time. Before we let you go, how can people learn more about Spire metering technology?
Absolutely. They just go to our website. It's www.spiremt.com. And we have lots of good information out there for those folks.
Outstanding. Jerry Harrington, Director of Sales and Marketing for Spire Metering Technology. Jerry, it's great to have you. Thanks for stopping by
and
joining us.
Thank you very much, Todd and Todd.
Our pleasure.
Well, that wraps this broadcast. On behalf of all of us at Water Online, this is Todd and Todd, Water Online Radio's live coverage for May 14. We'll be right back.